Hey, everybody. It's a Gabcast. Gabcast 2.0, podcast about bellgab.com. When I start the show, I'm always wondering if my levels are right. I guess that's just going to take some practice. You can listen to us on ufoship.com. We actually have a brand new shiny chat room that Curtis Thornton has been working on. It looks good. Have you guys joined in on the chat room?
Yeah, it looks great.
We've got...
Yeah, I've already tapped into it. I'm a master now.
We've got Onan and Jasmunda, and I'm Eddie Dean.
Hi, guys.
What's up, everybody?
Are we going to continue with the tradition, you guys, with pull your wieners out?
Yeah,
I'm
just going to not wear pants the entire run of the show.
That's good. And maybe the ladies can join in, too. They can whip out their tits.
There you go.
Does that work?
Well, works I don't know. It's, well, my imagination's going out there, so, yeah, I'm good.
Well, as they say, pics or it didn't happen.
Yeah, I think that might be a little too distracting for us, though. I think we have plenty of distractions. As I'm trying to stop the music here. If you guys want to join us on the show tonight, the number is 602-399-7131. Again, at 602-399-7131. Sorry, 7131. Enunciate. What's new on the forum? Do you guys miss any people that have dropped off the planet?
Good question. Yeah, quite a few people have dropped off. I'm kind of wondering if one of the people in the chat room is sleepless in California or just another person using that name.
Yeah, I guess
that's one person that's dropped off.
You really don't know who's on the chat room if that's actually them or not.
Yeah. We need pics.
Pics or IDs. Didn't happen. You know, I think when Sardoni left, I was pretty bummed out. I thought that he might have been back by now. But I haven't seen him. Have you guys?
No. I don't even check that stuff anymore.
Yeah, he was big in the politics thread, right?
It was. There's a few people that have left that I kind of miss. I don't know why they're gone. But I guess, you know, they don't have to give me the reasons.
Yeah.
Wish they did. I want to control everything.
Of course you do. We all do.
Yeah, well, Sardondi was last active in November, late November, so it's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that seems to be the time when people started dropping out, when the quits thread was going crazy. A lot of the old-timers were, I guess, getting tired of it, right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I haven't seen Lone Voice around either for a while, and she was one of my favorite posters.
Yeah, she was one of my favorite as well.
Yeah, hard to figure out why. As Mind Flayer just said, yeah, they're probably onto a different forum.
Are there any good forums? That's a good question. Do you guys visit or participate in any other forums? They don't have to be paranormal, I guess, anything, but, I mean, Bellgab is my main forum. I went over and checked out the, Dark Matter XM forum for a little while. I joined, but I never posted. I kind of got a bad taste in my mouth because as soon as I joined, I started getting strange emails because I guess you have to have a email confirmation or something. And I started getting strange emails, and that pretty much did it for me. And I don't know if that's from them. It probably isn't. Might have been just some weird coincidence, but
I don't know. I visit a couple of gun forums.
Gun forums?
Yeah.
Like gun talk.
Yeah, handguns. You know, it's kind of hard to take because you think the politics threads here are vitriolic. Try one of those.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Why is it, it seems like gun owning and conservatism seem to go hand in hand, right? I'm not sure why.
I don't know. I don't either. You know, it goes back, I guess, to about the 70s. And before that, there weren't really a lot of gun laws that were really being foisted upon us. But then the NRA got involved in it. And like all organizations, they found that the only way to really keep their membership up and their donations coming in was to rile the base.
That seems to be the best tactic, right?
Yeah. And, well, it works, you know. And so, I really don't know the history of why all the legislation came about. But, yeah, you're not going to find anybody more liberal than I am. But I own a lot of guns.
You do own a lot of guns?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the one thing that I agree with what's his name, Texas Senator Phil Graham. He once said, I have more guns than I need, but not as many as I want. I kind of agree with that.
I kind of feel that way, too. I like guns, but I really don't have the funds to go out and buy whatever I want. I have a couple of handguns and a couple of rifles and a shotgun, and that's about it. I mean, I'd love to have an AR-15 or something like that, semi-automatic rifle like that, but just can't swing it.
They are expensive, and they're really getting out of hand. You know, the only way a lot of people can afford weapons anymore is, you know, to buy the real off brands. But luckily anymore, most of those work.
What about guns in Australia, Jazz?
They're not very popular here. We've got quite strict laws regarding them. A number of years ago, there was quite a big mass shooting, and they had a big campaign of a gun buyback campaign. And
I saw. Go ahead.
Yeah, so look, I don't know anyone who owns a gun, so it's a bit of a different culture here regards to that.
Even for hunting purposes?
Oh, yeah, you can get guns, but you need to jump through a lot of hoops to be able to get it.
Yeah,
you know, to get a license for it, and you have to keep up with the safety courses and whatnot.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with that.
You know, all the... Go ahead, Onan.
I just think that most people that buy weapons in this country don't have a lot of training to use them, and I hear a lot of comments about what people would do with a firearm if and when a certain situation would arise. And unless you've got a lot of training, and I mean hundreds of hours, what you will do and what you say you will do are two different things. And I'm a big fan of you can't possibly have enough training to use a weapon.
Yeah, that's true. You never really know what's going to happen when somebody breaks into your house at 3:30 a.m. and you don't know how you're going to react. Yeah, the police officers fall back on their training, but and sometimes they get it wrong, you know.
Often, you know, firing weapons it's a scary thing, and I don't want to turn this into a gun forum.
Yeah.
But,
you guys see the let's move on. You guys see the topic or the mention at the top right banner of Belgab. Finally, it says, finally a forum that gets it right.
Do you know who said that?
I don't know. It's like an Easter egg hunt. We got to figure out where that came from, the thread that it came from or the member.
I was actually thinking the other day.
I know the history of it. And I won't blow it then, but that's...
No, please blow it. Blow it long and hard, Onan.
Okay. All right. Lay down. Okay. Nori posted that on the the Belgab sucks forum.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But
he was posting it right after a couple of us challenged the title of Belgab sucks, and whoever the administrator is over there was doing a little bit of censoring.
Oh yeah.
That just gave Nori a big, you know, blushy hard on, and so he posted. And, you know, what's really nice about that is that there's his two posts probably comprise 10% of the total posts.
I think it's more like 30 or 40%.
Yeah, he's... So,
yeah, I remember seeing that, too, over there. It was one of his two posts, I believe. I thought that it was probably from somebody at Belgab, but it's even funnier that it was from an anti-Belgab site. And from George himself.
Yeah, I've been trying to write a witty post that's witty enough to get on top of that forum, and
oh man,
I've just failed. I can't do it. And often I actually see what's up there, and I really like what's been written at the top, and I think to myself, it would be great if you could actually, that's a clickable link at the top that you could then write a comment about it and either congratulate the poster or say something about the comment.
Yeah. I've done the same thing. I've written what I thought was the most funny and hilarious and insightful post, hoping that it would show up at the top banner of Belgab, but so far it has not.
You got to send MV 10 bucks.
Oh, is that how it goes?
You know, that's how it works, yeah.
Or a 2-liter jug of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, that'll work.
I think you're just trying too hard. It's probably the messages that get up there are ones that people did put no thought into once at all and whatsoever, and it just got up there.
I wonder what the criteria is that Envy uses to put those up. It's probably something so simple that it's just the first thing that he sees that makes him laugh that puts it up there.
I think that's right. Yeah. I mean, that's probably it.
There's probably not much thought into it.
Well, it's MB. What do you think? I owe no loyalty to that man. He abandoned us.
Well, he moved on to bigger and better things, I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I guess we probably need to talk about why MV is not doing the Gabcast anymore and the reason that we are naming it Gabcast 2.0.
Yeah.
He's winding down, folks.
Is that what it is?
He's winding down.
He is winding down, folks.
That's the answer to everything.
From what I recall is MV decided to hand the show keys over to us amateurs and be able to concentrate on the spec sheet every week. Because before he was alternating between doing a Gabcast 1 week and doing the spec sheet the next week.
And wasn't he?
Go ahead. I was finished.
I thought there might have been, you know, even some interest in keeping Trainwreck going, but that's probably just a misconception on my part.
Yeah, I think that's been over for a little while because it was him and Evelyn that was doing the show, right? Is that the correct name?
Yeah, that's correct.
I don't know whatever happened to her. I liked her a lot.
That's where the whole "she's winding down" folks started, isn't it? The joke?
No, the joke "she's winding down" was George's comment in regards to art. Someone once asked him, what's up with Art Bell these days? And George answered, "He's winding down, folks."
Really?
He's winding down.
Yeah.
That bastard.
That's where it came from.
I've reconsidered my position on Nori a couple of times because, maybe I was a bit too hard on him. Maybe what I said was inappropriate. And I keep coming back to, he's such a douche. I don't wish him any physical harm, but at the same time, if a train hit him, I'm not sure I'd lose any sleep.
Yeah, when you have a little sympathy for the guy, he turns it around to the inverse extreme of sympathy.
Yeah,
you know, when he was trying to get the George Nori Sucks thread renamed, or he requested that be one of the prerequisites to joining MV on the show.
Yeah, the unmitigated gall of that man is just, I think he's just clueless. I just really think that he has so little awareness. I don't know. How much hatred can you actually spew about this man before you just like same stuff over and over and over again?
When he first came on the air, I really didn't like him, but that might have been because he wasn't Art Bell. And over time, he grew on me a little bit. And then just after a while, why am I listening to this guy? You know, he'd never improved. Like, he never got better. And I think I was just listening to him for the sake of listening to the genre. And I couldn't think of anything worse. I would prefer to listen to, you know, Static.
You know, there's some people that continue to listen to Coast to Coast, and I vacillate between going, what the hell are you people thinking, to, wow, you're really dedicated to listen to the paranormal.
Yeah, Coast to Coast was really... Sorry, go ahead, Onan.
I was done.
Coast to Coast was really the only paranormal game in town for a long time. You know, it's the only thing that...
Isn't that a sad fact?
Yeah. When I first started listening to Coast, it was, I think, 2002, 2003.
Oh, so you're a latecomer.
Yeah, I am. And it was...
How did you find it? How did you stumble across it?
I was home one night, and I remember in 98 or 99, a girlfriend of mine told me about Art Bell, UFOs, but there was no way that I was going to be able to stay up that late for the broadcast.
When? You know? What year?
This was in 98, 99.
Oh, okay.
But I never actually listened to it. So fast forward to 2003. For some reason, I tuned in, and George was on, and it was incredible. I mean, the topics that he was talking about, and I had no reference because I hadn't listened to Art at that time. So I thought, wow, this guy's great. And then after a while, I started noticing, you know, he's answering or asking questions that have already been answered, and you know, all the problems that everybody hears from George.
Whenever I hear anyone start self-praise, you know, and say things like, I'm a nice guy, or I'm a smart guy, you know, my first thoughts are, oh, no, you're not.
Yeah. But
it's the same, like people say, I'm not racist, but...
but...
The but is a problem.
Yeah.
I don't like the way he treats callers sometimes. I think he's very mean-spirited. And like Art used to do a similar thing, but it was always lighthearted. Well, that's how I perceived it anyway. But George was always very mean-spirited when he sort of tried to trick some callers. And there's one clip actually of him and I think Linda Moulton Howe when he's doing an April Fool's joke on her, telling her she's been, you know, cut from the show. And it just was really mean-spirited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That, as a matter of fact, that's really one of the first things that really turned me into thinking he's more than just, you know, an imbecile. He's really is a jackass and a mean-spirited one at that. But I don't listen to him, so, you know, I got that going for me.
I haven't visited the George Norrie Sucks thread for, it's got to be at least 2 months.
Yeah. I'm astounded that he's able to keep it going. I don't know what that's about. I don't know that any of us actually do, but he's still really the only, you know, every day of the week host that's talking paranormal. He just doesn't do it very well.
There's a lot of podcasts too that I haven't listened to, but there's Ground Zero. I listened to a couple times early on. Probably a year ago. It seems like he gets a little too political for my taste.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to listen to politics at night. I want to be entertained with Bigfoot and UFOs.
One of the things that he does that annoys me is he goes off on these big rants and, you know, I don't need to be yelled at on the radio, you know, listening to the radio.
He's always talking about memes or something.
Yeah, and it just goes over my head sometimes.
Somebody posted something about him.
Where? Hello?
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I thought I lost you there for a second on Skype.
Somebody posted something about this guy many months ago, and they gave a link, and I listened to like 10 minutes of it, and I was like, man. And I posted it. It just made me miss Art Bell even more. And I, you know, other than, you know, I don't really want to say this because I don't want to upset anybody, because I know a lot of people put a lot of work into their podcasts. But quite honestly, other than MV's train wreck and
the spec sheet.
That's what I meant to say. I'm old.
That's okay.
And Mark Maron's podcast. And I don't even listen to that all that regularly. Those are really the only two I listen to. And I don't know why I think it is such a chore to try to dig up a couple others and listen to them, but I don't. I just click on old Art Bell shows and continue to listen to that.
Yeah. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Who is this?
Hey, I had to reach down for the phone really fast. This is Michael. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Michael?
What's up, man?
I hear myself.
You hear yourself. That's good.
Yeah, I'm coming back at myself on the delay. I'll try to ignore it. Actually, I don't hear it too badly when I'm speaking. It's just when
I turn the square button off on the chat.
It just means that you're not deaf.
You know, I was on hold for so long, I don't even remember what I called about. So you guys have a good night. Thank
what?
You. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And that's exactly how we want to handle our calls.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you guys are doing a great job. The stream sounds great. You have a nice rapport among the three of you.
Oh,
what in the hell happened to B-Dub, though? Is he hosting the show or what?
I don't know what happened to B-Dub, man.
He's winding down.
He's winding down, folks. He's winding down.
He flaked out entirely on you guys. I swear to God, I'm going to suicide bomb him. If I were a terrorist.
Wait a second. We want to make this show nice to everybody, so no suicide bomb comments, please.
Right. Yeah, we don't want to be kicked off NV's network.
There were several thoughts I had as you guys were talking. It's like, I'd like to talk about that. And then I just have completely forgotten about what I was going to discuss on the show. So basically, my purpose in calling here is to sidetrack the three of you and essentially throw the show off rhythm. So thank you. It's been wonderful.
Nice I'm happy to have you. Obliged.
Thank you and goodbye.
See you guys.
Later, man.
All right, buddy. See you later.
That was unexpected. I picked his call up. He was on hold for like 10 minutes while we were talking. I had no idea that was Michael.
Damn.
If anybody else wants to call the show tonight, the number is 602-399-7131.
Just remember, you'll be on hold for 10 minutes.
You'll be on. Yeah, no, we can pick up right away. I knew that was MV, and I wanted to keep him on hold.
You bastard.
I know. I'm so mean-spirited.
He sounds different on the phone than on the air.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah. So, Eddie, you mentioned that you found George in 2003. So when did you find our good savior, Art Bell?
The Art Bell. I think Art was doing weekends at that time, so it was at the same time. But because Art has such a distinctive style, it took me a while to appreciate his style and his skills. So at first, and I'm very ashamed to admit this, but at first I liked George better. Maybe for the first two years or so. When Art came on, it's like, oh man, this old guy again. You know, but he had a great voice and everything, but I connected more with George in those first couple years. And then I slowly realized my mistake.
I think that's kind of normal, actually. You know, it's always what you're familiar with. And, I don't know where to go with it from there, but I understand liking Nori more if that's what you got introduced to.
Yeah. But I'm past all that now. And I haven't listened to a coast-to-coast broadcast for a long time, and I really don't plan to.
Yeah, same here. I don't know.
Do you guys want to talk about this book thing that we're going to be giving away next week?
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Let me get my notes. Let's see, where are we at? What we have, and we have a caller coming in here. You're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hey, what's
Hello.
Up? Who is this?
Well, this is Through Tarmac. Or, you know, you can just call me Tom.
What's up, Tom?
I love your screen name.
Hey, thanks a lot. I got it from, you know, Art Bell's opening. I don't even know the song, but I like the monologue when the guy starts off singing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I used to love that as well. It was always one of my favorite bumpers of arts, definitely.
Yeah.
You mean
yeah, I just
want to
call and say hi. Really enjoy Bell Gab, and, you know, I've been going on. Oh, you know, I logged in for the first time back in September when I was searching, when I heard Art Bell was coming back, and I went on Google, went on the Google machine, and typed in Art Bell, and Bell Gab came up. So I really enjoy your forum. You know, I'm an old forum guy from way back, but so I really haven't been active on forums or posting for like a bunch of years. But it's fun hanging out online with you guys. So
you actually found it. You actually found it the reverse, the way that rest of us found it. You found it by Googling Art Bell instead of George Norrie Sucks.
Yeah. Right. You know, I'm an old. You know, I was listening to Art Bell back in like the mid 90s, and you know, I was getting, it was pretty heady back then because it was like a cult. You know, there were certain people that, you know, you'd see them in the daylight and, you know, you hear them whispering, Art Bell, you know, and you knew they were getting ready for that evening. So there was a bunch of us running around town like that in those days. And then all of a sudden
what town was that?
You know, he had his, oh, I don't know, this is in the mid 90s. I think this is early, like 94, 93.
Wow, that is a long time, man. Yeah.
I don't, you know. This is in Portland, Oregon. I know there's a lot of P-Town people on Bell Gab, too. So I was living in Portland at the time, and I was working the midnight shift at the Kinko's there in Portland. And I had to keep awake, so I brought my little AM radio in and started listening to Art Bell. So it was kind of mind-blowing at the time. But you know what? He had his problems in the late 90s, and you know, I kind of started my family. So kind of like started sleeping instead of listening to our radio at night.
Yeah.
And, we had some, and then all of a sudden George came on. And, you know, I remember the first year or so, you know, Snorri was it. That was the name we were all giving him. He put you to sleep instead of kept you interested. So I kind of stopped listening to him. I'm sorry I'm going on, but, you know, I'm just so excited to be talking to you guys. You know,
Well,
so
thanks, weird. Man.
Right back at you. Trust me, we're just excited to have callers as
listeners.
And by the way, welcome to the forums. You know, we post there just like you. That's our only, you know. But I like seeing people post. I like other ideas.
You know, I gotta get off that the one thread. It's almost like that. I don't want to give it up because. You know, if I leave the Art Bell Quits Dark Matter thread, it's like, you know, it's the ultimate end. You know, it's like
it's the ultimate evil, you know, too. You need to put it down and walk away. I learned that a couple weeks ago, and I felt
I know. I go back on every once in a while just to post something just to keep it going. And I know there's about 10 more of us that do the same thing because we don't want to see it die or something or.
Yeah. We've got to keep it alive.
I tend to agree.
The vigil.
Yeah.
But
someone actually made a funny comment the other day and said that the thread has become like an Art Bell death watch.
Yeah. Thanks for your call. What was that? True Tarmac? Is that what it?
Through Tarmac.
Through Tarmac, yeah. That guy has some good posts.
I agree.
So what we're doing for next week is Curtis Thornton has the Mud King. He's the sidekick of the spec sheet, by the way. Did you guys hear the spec sheet last week?
Yes.
Okay. I did, yeah.
So you know the he doesn't like being called the sidekick, so I'll call him the sidekick. He has a copy of The Coming Global Superstorm by Art Bell and Whitley Strieber. It's a used copy I think he found in a used bookstore or something like, or bookstore. So he came up with an idea that, oh boy, if I can remember the idea. Do you guys remember what the hell it was?
I wasn't listening.
Okay. All right. I think I got him here. You're on the air.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, who is this?
Hey.
It's Fearless One, baby. was just sharing in the chat room, dude. Actually met Nori. It's been several years ago. I had to be in St. Louis at a fundraising convention, and he was one of the guest speakers or something. And I kind of walked up to him and told him, you know, how much I enjoyed the show or on Coast to Coast, the time he was just a fill-in. And the guy was he was a total arrogant douchebag. I swear his response just about floored me. He would say something to the effect of, well, I'm just a fill-in host at the moment. If I was full-time host, the content would be much better. Blah, 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 blah,
no,
blah,
shit.
Blah.
Did, did you really say that?
This is Nori? This was George Nori that you were talking to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
So I was just telling the guys in the chat room here, Med King kind of posted a, you know, unrelated story, but I lived in St. Joseph, Missouri for several years. And at the time, I didn't realize because it was several years down the road, but I happened to be listening to some old Art Bell episodes, and I heard the episodes with Madman Martin. You guys remember those?
Oh, yeah, and one of my favorites.
Okay, well, check this out. My buddy lived next door to that guy's mom.
Wow.
And I'd actually met that guy before, and I didn't realize it was him. Like I said, it was several years later, but I still lived in town at the time. So I thought I'd look this guy up, and I've kept tabs on him over the last 2 years, you know, because I was kind of curious whatever happened with him. So if anybody's curious whatever happened to that guy, I can absolutely tell you where he's at.
Put that in a thread, man.
Yeah, you got to do that, because I know that Art was trying to contact him.
Oh, really? I didn't see it on there. Yeah. I would have, yeah.
I mean,
he's still around town. He's just kind of one of those guys that just never got his shit together and kind of down his luck. You know, he still lives with his mom. You know, he's been in and out of jail a couple times. Real smart guy, but he's one of those guys that is, he's kind of gifted, you know what I mean? He's got a real talent for things, but he doesn't have any real educational background or anything like that.
Does he still want to be on the radio? I mean, does he still want to talk about his stuff? Is he interested in talking?
You know, I don't know. I could try to look him up and get a hold of him. I mean, he just lives across town from my aunt.
Yeah.
The rest of my family still lives there, but I'd be more than happy to check that and see if I get a hold
of
him.
That'd be awesome.
See, I have no idea who the Madman Markham is. Was he from another forum?
Oh, no.
Or was he?
No. Famous Art Bell episode. The guy was building a time machine.
Eddie, I'll send you
the show.
Okay. Yeah, but, I remember
when he was telling that story about stealing the
Transformers.
Yeah. Which were selling for like what, 60K each?
Yeah, and I remember when that happened. It was in the paper. He'd been arrested. St. Joe Light and Power. I mean, they completely wigged out on this guy because they thought he was building a bomb. They didn't know what the hell he was doing with them. So he never really fessed up to them what he was doing with these Transformers. And the last episode, you know, people lost track of him. I know for sure what he had done is he'd ran the quartz of that building, like right down the road from where his mom lived. And they had diverted the power lines off the pole into the building and had connected them to this ginormous generator. I don't remember how many watts this thing was. And, Light and Power, you know, they kind of caught wind of it because this abandoned building had electricity running into it. And I think he got arrested for that, if I'm not mistaken. I have to go back and double check. But
yeah, he went
to that for us. Huh. Yeah. Let us know how it turns out.
Yeah, dude, I'll totally look him up. I mean, it's not that big a deal. I got family still living there, so I'll check it out and I'll let you guys know.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, man.
The call.
Wow. Wasn't that great?
I missed all of that.
I missed who was talking. Who was the guy on the phone?
I didn't catch it either. Did you, Jess?
Yes, Fearless One.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now I'm trying. Yeah. We got somebody else on the line here, but I am trying to figure out how to do this on Skype. I'm not a Skype expert by any means.
Man.
Uh-oh, I think I just hung up on him.
It's not very intuitive. I
feel so old when I'm trying to work with Twitter and Skype.
If you guys use the term old one more time, I'm just going to smack you.
Hello, is anybody there? Hello, you're on the air. Yeah, I hung up on both of them.
Come on back.
Or maybe I put them on hold.
Back.
Fuck, I don't know.
Well, Luckily, the tickets were cheap.
That's right. So do you click on the little red phone button to hang up on people? Or it's, what do you do? Do I have to log out and log back in?
Let's hang up on you. Come on.
Yeah.
Red bad, green good.
It's so anti-intuitive taking calls on the air, because you're supposed to just hang up on them when you're finished with them. And it seems so, I don't know, rude. It's like, you know, the radio thing to do. So, so it's hard to just, it's hard to just hang up on somebody.
Yeah, you can't be nice. You just got to see, you know, it's radio.
Well, you know, we're a little more informal than that, because we're talking to people that we talk to, or at least converse with, on a fairly regular basis. This isn't like somebody calls in and we'll never hear from them again. So,
well,
makes it a little different.
We might.
Anyway,
you were explaining, what are we going to be doing with this book? Who's it going to and why?
So what we're doing is we're going to invite people to send in quotes from bellgab.com. Just a single sentence quote taken out of context from any thread, anywhere on Bellgab at all. You can call it in on the show and read it for us. And whoever has the best single quote or the single sentence, we will figure out some way to vote between the three of us, maybe vote with some sort of a number scale, 1 through 5, 1 being the lowest and 5 being the highest. We vote for the best one, and the person who gets the highest score, we'll send them the book. And it's The Coming Global Superstorm by Art Bell and Whitley Strieber. And it's a used book, and there's doodling on the front cover and back cover, and it has a lot of character.
A couple of pages are stuck together, so.
Maybe. I hope not. You're on the air.
Hey there. This is West of the Rockies.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Just wanted to call in and add my voice. It's nice to hear some voices. I've been on the forum for a little over a year, and hang out mostly on the politics thread. It gets pretty ugly there sometimes, especially lately.
Yeah, I see you. I've been
you always try to be the voice of reason. That will be your undoing, my friend.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. I don't go to a lot of politics threads anymore, and we just don't seem to get along too well there. But
it seems like you're the lone, or one of the lone liberal voices, or voices of reason.
There's a few libs. Nowhere in Time, certainly. Yorkshire Pud. I think, Onan, you would weigh in as a lib pretty clearly.
Yeah.
Well, Here's my take on it. I at one time thought people would respect my calm, cool demeanor and realize that I saw both sides of the story. And then I got to realize that one side of the story, at least from my perspective, is getting a lot more play than the other. So I started leaning a little bit more towards my ethics. And then I realized that I'm not going to change anybody's opinion. And they're certainly not changing mine. So why am I doing it? And I still post in every once in a while, because there's some real crazy shit going on over there right now. And it's hard not to at least get a jab in every once in a while. But quite honestly, it's pretty much all pointless. It doesn't get us anywhere. I think what bothers me more about it than anything else is that a couple of people that post there, at least from my perspective, seem to think that This forum is going to have some at least nationwide movement. That somehow they're going to affect it, and I'm sad to say that's not really going to happen.
No, it's just a bunch of guys arguing with points from various political heads or talking points from the left or the right or the Tea Party. I stayed completely away from the politics thread.
Yeah. It's hard to be unbiased, you know. And it was one thing I really respected about Sardondi is that he, you know, him and I politically, we are completely opposite ends of the spectrum. But if you got him out of the politics thread, about 85% of the time, his stuff outside of there was, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say brilliant, but it was certainly interesting. And the man could write, you know. I don't want to take anything away from him on that end of it. So anyway.
Yeah, thanks for the call, West of the Rockies. It's always great to hear people and their voices. His voice sounded different than I had imagined.
Me too.
Yeah,
me
I mean, too. I think that's true for everybody, too. I think people listening had a different vision of what we all sound like, except for Jasmunda. That's pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just Australian, I mean, dude.
How do you judge how someone's going to sound based on their name, on the avatar?
Or their posts.
Oh, their posts, yeah.
If you take a look at it,
what? I don't read posts.
you just look at the name.
I just scroll until I see a funny photo or a YouTube clip.
Yeah.
But what you do bring to it before you actually hear them, or, you know, that's all projection. So it does kind of give you an insight into what you're thinking.
Yeah. Okay, so since I didn't explain this book thing very well, what we're going to do is we will post the explanation on one of the threads, probably the Belgab shill thread. People can get an idea of what to do, and they can send in, look for quotes this week someplace to call in with next week, and at the end of the show next week, we'll give away this book to somebody. Thanks
to... And if you pick my quotes, I'm definitely going to give you a high five, so...
There you go. Yeah, and you can't pick your own quotes. That would be kind of douchey, wouldn't it?
I've got one.
Yeah, probably.
I've got one that I liked, just as an example. And the quote is, "Penis in a bowl of lukewarm chili."
Oh, I remember that one. I can't.
It could only be one thread.
Penis in a
bowl. I missed that one.
Is that Random Stupid Things?
Yes, it is.
I win! I get the book. We're not giving the fucking book away. I'm keeping it now.
Yeah, see, my concern about giving this book away is what are we going to do next week, because I ain't buying a goddamn used book.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, this is just a one-time deal.
And I'm not paying the postage to the U.S. either.
We can give away your used rubbers on in next week, or the week after next.
But I use them till they're worn out.
the buckskin? Are they made of buckskin?
Oh, there's so many ways to take that. I'm just going to move on.
You're on the air.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Who's this?
Got a question to ask you. Who do you think this is?
I know who it is.
I think I do, too.
What do you think I'm doing?
I think you're calling in to the what the hell's the name of this show? The Gabcast.
You didn't answer my question.
What was your question again, sir?
What do you think I'm doing right now?
You are masturbating looking at Playgirl.
Close. I'm tending a fire.
You're tending a fire.
Yeah. So you are rubbing wood. Okay.
Exactly.
Zing. What's up, Aldis?
Oh, you know, tending a fire, hanging out.
This is Aldis Burbank. If anybody doesn't know who he is, then you need to check bellgab.com.
I'm listening to this Gabcast. It's pretty good. Figured I'd call and mess it up.
No, I don't think you can mess it up.
I can try.
No, he can't. Trust me.
Possibly.
Yeah.
So do we want to, for everybody listening, we're trying to get Aldis to call in on a semi-regular basis or whenever he has cell service. To do a bit or a segment or whatever you want to call it, where people call in and they ask Aldis simple life questions or any kind of question that's really bothering them, and Aldis will answer from his unique hippie perspective.
Dear Aldis.
It's kind of like Go Ask Alice, except the hardcore version, which is Ask Aldis. So...
Do we have any questions for Aldis now?
Yes. Go ahead, Jazz.
All right, I'll give you one. All right, this question has to do with time travel and fidelity. And my question is, Jesus. Aldis, what if you went back in time and had sex with your wife? Is it considered cheating?
I missed the last part. I'm not kidding.
If you went back in time,
go ahead. Repeat the last part of your question, please.
Yes, if you went back in time and had sex with your wife at a legal age, obviously, is it considered cheating? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Fucking Jazz. What the hell is wrong with you, Jazz?
Let me repeat what I heard. If you could go back in time and have sex with your wife, would it be cheating?
On your wife.
Now.
On your current wife.
Well, which is the same person.
Yeah, but she's younger, so is it insulting?
See, that's the part I was wondering.
To her?
Okay. Same person. I got you now. I'm with you.
Same person, but she's younger. Is that considered cheating on your older wife?
Or is it considered an offense that could be get you into trouble with the law?
Or with the time cops?
See, there you go. Is it considered cheating on the older wife is more specific.
Yes.
I like how you're talking. Okay.
Yes.
Only if the older wife doesn't find out.
That's a good answer.
Well, and there's no way she'd know that.
But what
Think
happens?
About it.
Okay,
you
so
know, if you were married to a woman who didn't know, that's my kind of woman.
So what happens if you?
I was hoping. Here's the question I was hoping you were going to ask. I'll ask Onan just for fun. Okay, here you go, dude.
What's that, man?
If you could go back in time and cheat on your wife in a different time, who would you cheat with?
I have a variation of on this question, and it's usually one with, I usually get asked by somebody at work, is there anybody I'd have sex with? And my response is always the same one. There's only one person at work I'd have sex with, and that's me.
Yourself.
So, no, I wouldn't cheat on my wife. I wouldn't.
Okay. All right. I guess that was bad. Let's say you weren't married and you could go back in time and have sex with
anybody.
I'd
have sex with you.
Who would it be?
If I could go back in time and have sex with whom? Who are you asking me about?
Anybody. Who would it be?
Well, if I could have sex with anyone in the world, is that what you mean?
That's right. In any time, any place, anyone in the world.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, that's not a good answer, brother.
No, Take that back. man, I don't know.
He stumped.
Yeah, I'm trying to be real honest about this.
I like this. That's good. Can we end it now?
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, let's end it now. It would just be...
So you
Wait, okay. I'm sorry, man. Ask me another question. How about that?
Anybody have anything else? Anybody in the chat room or listening have a question for Aldous real quick? Call in 602-399-7131. Again, that is 602-399-7131. Ask Aldous anything, and he will blow your mind.
Or get you arrested.
Or get you arrested.
Where are you at the moment, Aldous?
I'm tending a fire.
But where?
Yeah, how big a fire? That's, I guess that's the next question.
I can see, I'm looking at the full moon, and I'm looking at Donner Pass right underneath it. How more specific could I be?
What are you cooking on the fire?
A couple of hemp stems and some oak, a little bamboo. Okay.
Oh. You said Donner Pass, and I got a little scared, but okay.
Yep. What's the deadliest white powder?
I think.
Abcast.
You're on the air. You got a question for Aldous?
It's B Dub.
What's up, B Dub? Where you been, man?
Yeah.
Work. Work has been insane. So I want someone to give me a reason to quit my job.
So Aldous, you want to answer that one?
Give me a reason. I want to quit my job. Help me. Enable me.
Got a question for, are you married?
Am I married?
Yes.
No. I don't have any kids. I'm not married.
Ah, okay. Then the answer is very simple, my friend. Here you go. The reason for your job is because you love yourself.
Because I love myself?
That's right.
All right.
Treating you badly, is that what you're upset about?
My job sucks ass, big time. Yeah, it just blows. It's the shittiest corporate gig I've ever had. So, I fucking hate it.
The real answer to your question is because, for me, life is really short, man. I've done a lot of freaky things with mortality as the basis for my decision. And that may not be a good way to go, but it works for me.
So you guys get the idea. Next week we'll have all... Wait, are you going to be around next week, Aldous? You want to call in next week?
I hope to, but this mortality thing is a big deal, boy. Never know.
So anybody listening, if you have questions for Aldous, think about it. And next time he's on the show, which hopefully will be next week, you can call in. You can also PM one of us hosts, either Onan, Eddie Dean, or Jazz Munda. PM us your questions, and we can ask them to Aldous on the air next week. Sound good, Aldous?
Sounds good, my friends.
What the hell is that?
You got somebody's coming for you, man.
No, dude, you're right on time. That's my ride. I got to split. Love right. You guys.
Later, Aldous.
See you, man. All
right, adios.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Aldous. Always
what
something.
What a clever fellow.
He's quick.
That's pretty good.
I think I stumped him with my time travel sex question.
That was strange. I didn't even think. That blindsided me. I had no idea that you even thought about stuff like that, Jazz. It's way better than the question I was going to ask.
I have a warped mind.
I think it's a product of Australia, actually.
I think so. It's something in the water. Something in the water.
Something somewhere. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think? You want to end the show now, or you got anything else to talk about?
I think this is a good place to wrap it.
Do you think that... did I make the book giveaway thing clear as mud? Do people understand?
I think so.
Or
yeah.
I mean, I got sidetracked a couple times by callers.
If they didn't, we'll do it. We'll offer it again next week.
That's cool. Or we could post something.
Make this work.
We could post something on. Yeah, we will give this book away, whether you want it or not. We'll post something on the Gabcast thread for the Aldous bit and for the book giveaway bit. Thanks, Curtis Thornton. I gotta get the music going here, guys. Is there anything else?
Anybody else got anything they want to ask?
Not me.
Anybody else?
I think I'm done.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Yeah, I'm done too.
All right, guys, thank you very much for listening to the Gabcast. Thanks to everybody at ufoship.com, in the chat room. Thanks to the callers. Thanks to Jazz Munda.
Thank you.
Onan. And this is the Gabcast 2.0. I'm Eddie Dean, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Eddie. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.